We wouldn't wrap up breakfast at the end of the week without catching up with John Dooley from the Mildura Weekly. John, good morning. Welcome to Friday.
Oh, don't we love Fridays? Good to see you, Dave.
Yeah, it's good to be with you too. Look, let's just dive straight into it. Freightwall Ocean Inc. What is going on down there? Freighting stuff all around the place. What are they pushing for?
Yeah, so look, this has been in play for quite some time, but a recent report by the National Farmers Federation identified that Mildura and surrounding regions are being hampered by the lack of appropriate economic freight infrastructure. Now, Ocean Inc., who are behind the push to establish the Sunrise in Mallee Port Link, Internoodle down in Ocean, and its chair Scott Anderson said, "Look, he wasn't surprised by the NFF report because for past decades horticulture has expanded dramatically, and we know that the grain harvests are booming, and big volumes of grain are now being exported on shipping containers on the backs of trucks. And terrific, thank goodness we've got our road freight working well, because our rails are certainly not." And so, you know, what he's saying is that unfortunately the rail infrastructure in Sunrise, and he's having a little bit of a swipe at the Mildura Rural City Council, that they haven't kept pace with this. So it's back in 2018, the OEN organised a Department of Transport meeting with stakeholders, and it was a resounding success. And they then put out a report highlighting the need for a new shipping container intermodal rail facility in our region, which would be ideally located in Ocean. And so Ocean Inc. Behind that. And, you know, as Mr. Anderson says, like 2023 in the Mildura City Council LGA, our Sunraysia region, there'll be more than a million plus tonnes of intermodal freight exported in shipping containers, 80% of which will go to port by road, and a staggering 19 million truck kilometres will be needed to get it there. So if this Sunrise and Mallee Port Link was built, it would bring huge economic, social and environmental benefits to the region. So that's something that should happen. And, you know, of course, we know that the problems with the Murray Basin Rail Project are at the heart of our problems up here too. And so we need that to get fixed. There's a bit of news on the horizon there, which I'll look into next week.
Okay, well, watch this space is the case. Look, speaking of, you just mentioned horticulture, asparagus production here. Is this Minta Magic calling it a day on there after, like, nearly 100 years?
Yeah, in fact, it was not Wednesday this week, but last Wednesday. They literally had their last day of production and packing of asparagus after 95 years being in the business. But on the front page, we have a photo there of Betty Minter. She's a lovely lady. That's Darren Minter's, who runs Minter Magic with his family out there at Iraq. She's sort of glad that they're exiting it. She'd been counselling Darren to exit the asparagus market for some time. It's just become too hard, she said. So she's going off to smell the roses. She's 76. And she said, you know, it's time that I took a break. And so she's going to go and look after a garden, she told me. But, no, look, it was a sad day because that Wednesday also marked 2 years since Darren's father and Betty's husband, in fact, had passed away. Look, they commenced production of asparagus in 1927, and it's been five generations of family working that property. And, you know, after 95 years of the Minter family in Mildura growing and packing asparagus, the decision was made to exit the sector, and that's been fulfilled. And Darren said he's happy about that. On one hand, it's a bittersweet thing, of course, but they'll go on now to expand their almond and citrus plants.
Okay.
There are significant already, and they're going to increase all of those holdings quite dramatically. And there's a picture, I was literally out there on the day when the tractor was literally bulldozing all the remaining asparagus plants out and making way for these new plantings. And it's been a hard...
Look, it's a sad time. It's a sad time. Yeah. Look, John...
And you've got all sorts of issues behind it.
You do. You do. Look, John, where do we catch up with the weekly? That's the whole thing. Where can we get it?
Well, we can get it in our letterboxes free every Friday. We deliver to 20,000 copies plus to homes throughout Sunrise. And that also carries our real estate guide looked out. And Dave, if I could just mention also, this week, it's not in the paper, but people can pick up a copy throughout Mildura in, you know, the selected outlets and a lot of retailers that will be carrying it. But we have our Sunrise Outdoors feature coming out in advance of Easter, and that's a tremendous glossy cover for people to enjoy, and you can find that around town as well.
Beautiful, beautiful, John. I'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.
John Dooley, Mildura Weekly.